Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Here on Radio Boston, we absolutely love featuring new and interesting music, so here's something really fun. This is Kate Laban performing I Can't Help You off her latest album, Mug Museum.
I wanted to bathe you in the summer, to cut into the fabric of your fallacies.
Laban's music is sometimes rowdy, sometimes delicate, but consistently deep and interesting. She'll be performing at the Middle East Upstairs in Cambridge this coming Saturday. And she's the focus of this week's Artery segment, when we talk to artists, curators, and critics about what's exciting them on the local art scene. Amelia Mason is a Somerville-based writer and musician who describes Kate Laban's music as lovingly assembled with a whiff of mystery, and she joins us now. Hi, Amelia.
Hello.
So I'm absolutely loving this album by Kate Laban. Tell me something about her, beginning with an accent that I'm hearing.
Well, she's Welsh, so that would be why she has an accent. Her real name's Kate Timothy. She's, I think, 30. She sort of came up during a big Britpop explosion and has associations with a bunch of musicians in Cardiff, Wales.
Well, let's listen to a little more of this great song, I Can't Help You. So, Amelia, there's a real sort of retro sound to this song. Tell us something about it. Where does this music come from? What inspires her?
You know, it's really hard to put your finger on, I think, when something is that familiar, you know, but you don't know exactly how they achieve it. I think a lot of it has to do with the quality of the drums and the guitars and the fact that it's not this huge, sweeping, epic rock album. Like, it's rock, but it's sort of small in scope, at least somewhat deceptively so.
But there's something really, it's got real integrity when I listen to it. You described this particular song as basically a perfectly constructed song. What did you mean by that?
Well, every single thing she does, she thinks so much about it, and you can hear it. The more you listen to it, it doesn't get tired. You find more things. So she's got two guitars. They do these gorgeous interlocking, really catchy riffs that just play off one another. You sort of can't tell where one guitar ends and the other begins. They don't really strum a lot. They actually are just playing these little counter melodies. And then every single vocal harmony, it's sort of like suffused in harmony all the time, but they're very unexpected harmonies. I love that this one has this descending riff that goes down underneath the melody.
What good could ever come from being cruel?
And of course, she always toys a little bit with dissonance. So later on in the song, you know, you're going along, it's a nice, pleasant song, and then there's this sort of jarring moment. She's not afraid to deploy dissonance to very great effect.
Well, it's a great sound. Let's listen to another song from the album, and I absolutely love this one. It's called Are You With Me Now?
Oh, the sinking spell. Caught a tiny eel. Pinned the notice to posts. And then crawled in my.
That's Kate Laban singing Are You With Me Now. Amelia, beautiful song. Who's she singing to here?
Well, she's been very open about the fact that when she was writing this album, it was right after her maternal grandmother died. You know, I can't say for sure, but I think she might be singing it to her.
Are you with me now? Ah, are
So, Amelia, the name of her new album is called Mug Museum, and the music video for this song helps make some sense of the title because it shows her actually making mugs. So let's listen to the title track of Mug Museum.
In my mug museum, I grow. Company from echoes in my walls.
So, Amelia, this has a really different sound than the songs we've been listening to thus far. Interesting choice for a title track on the album, given how mellow it is. Tell me what she told you about this song.
She sort of talks about the Mug Museum as being a kind of metaphorical place where she might go to be contemplative, although it's kind of also a literal place because she actually makes mugs. She took a pottery class. The song is very, very restrained and delicate, but towards the end she has these really surprising clarinet parts that come in, and there's this sense that she's very focused and sort of inward, but she's not afraid to bring these scarier sounds or these jarring moments in.
Amelia, let me ask you about the theme of family and family roles, which resurface in some of the songs, including sisters. Let's listen to a bit of that. So she's got some interesting lyrics in this one. Lyrics like, "And the flames start to show, I won't die, I am a sister." What do you think she's trying to communicate here?
She's talked about how this isn't an album about bereavement. It's about her changing place and sort of the female chain in her family, which she said has given her a lot of meaning to grapple with. You know, it's comforting, but it's a little terrifying, I think. At least that's what this song implies. There's a sort of existential dread in it. I wonder if there's something a little bit scary about thinking that you're just this very small part of something much, much bigger.
I'm a sister.
Amelia, you know, I've just started to listen to Kate Lamon, and as I said, I'm really impressed with her. You wrote in your Artery piece that her music gives itself up slowly and slyly. So I'm just curious to know what you hear when you listen to her sort of over time. What comes out?
Well, one of my sort of unofficial litmus tests I have for an album is if I wake up the next morning and it's in my head, which happened with these songs. She does write hooks, you know, they're catchy. But sometimes with music like that, once you've listened to it and you go back, you get really bored.
Right.
And this, I don't. There's also a lot in her lyrics. They're sort of slippery, like they're very evocative. You can take them to mean a lot of different things, but they give you this incredible, like, collection of feelings all at once that are a little bit conflicting, and I really like that.
I know how this space I feel. I've seen both sides. I know the drill.
Well, Amelia Mason, she's a writer and musician based in Somerville. She was telling us about the Welsh musician Kate Lamon, who will be performing at the Middle East Upstairs in Cambridge this coming Saturday. A lot more information and a link to Amelia's Artery piece on Kate Lamon at radioboston.org. Amelia, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And we'll go out with a little more of the song Sisters from Kate Lamon's new album, Mug Museum.
She will find a buried song. She will set my
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.